Alwin Hsu is the director of sales for Wireless Etc., and we are doing our mobile tech feature. Parties, what phone should I get, Steve? Do you get it a lot?
I get it all the time.
You get it all the time. Yeah. And I say, and the first thing you say was, what do you like, right?
You know, exactly. What are you going to use it for?
Right? Yeah.
Because it's not a simple buy this or buy that type of question.
Yeah,
there's definitely a lot of choices out there.
It comes down to personality too. Like I've used all the major phones, as you have, and I see strengths in all of the major smartphones, real huge strengths. But I also see some of their weaknesses and some of the places that they fall short depending on what type of user you are.
Sure.
So let's talk first of all. Should the average consumer be concerned with the type of signal that a phone is receiving, what type of signal is being sent out by the different carriers?
What I've seen I've been in the industry now 16 years, and when I first started, yeah, you definitely wanted to pick a phone that had really good reception quality. You don't run into that anymore because the networks are better and the phones are better. So I wouldn't even worry about that.
And the odd time you run into a glitch like Apple had the issue with the antenna, but that those things are few and far between in the marketplace.
There's
today.
A lot of people using iPhone 4s out there who are very happy with the reception.
I tell you, we like ours. So let's talk about keyboard versus non-keyboard, because that is actually a really important consideration. I find as a texter, I do a lot of texting, that I still prefer a keyboard-enabled device, even though I like all the functionality and the coolness of the touchscreen systems. I really like having a keyboard.
Yeah, our company has BlackBerry culture, right? So most of the people who work for our organization use BlackBerries. But last year I switched over and I used an Android device for probably half the year, and it was just a touch screen.
Mm-hmm.
And I also used the Windows Phone 7 device, which was also only a touch screen. And I would agree with you. When the BlackBerry Torch launched and I went back and I started using the keyboard.
Mommy, I'm home.
Yeah, I realized how much I missed that keyboard.
And did you find that you replied more elegantly and more readily to texts? Some things you might say, I'll put that off till I'm on my email, as opposed to now you're just more responsive as a result of having more functionality that you're comfortable with?
Yeah, definitely. Because for me, the frustration sometimes with using a touch keypad only was quite great. And so, I would limit my answers to very short statements, whereas with a keypad, I'm more apt to write something a little longer. But that's just me and that's just you.
Mm-hmm.
I know people who touchscreen, that's all they'll do. They'll never go back to a keyboard.
And it's also where we learned. If you start to learn to swipe as opposed to tap the keys, there are assist input systems where you just run your finger back and forth over the keyboard, swiping back and forth, and they can be very fast and accurate too. I just never mastered that. I mastered thumb typing, almost like touch typing, and I never kind of got onto the next generation of input.
Well, when swipe first was launched, they set the world record in terms of speed input.
Yeah.
So once again, if you start there. And for our listeners who don't know, swipe's a way of entering words on a keypad without actually lifting your finger. You just move it around the keypad.
And it's actually the gestures of moving from one letter to the next letter to the next letter that's identifiable. And the predictive elements that are built in, the predictive algorithms that are built in are remarkably accurate and remarkably fast.
Exactly. The best way, and it's hard on radio for us to really demonstrate it, but if you go into a store and take a look, there is, it is truly amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But, once again, if you started with a keypad, you probably are going to be always wanting to go back to that.
So we've talked about the most obvious difference, which is the touchscreen versus the keyboard. When we start talking about the other features built into smartphones, how they handle music, the camera, Wi-Fi capabilities, there's pretty much of a muchness, other than the fact that if you're in the Apple world, you want iTunes, which is, as far as I'm concerned, the best media manager out there. But other than that, camera, all of the other options, there's not much to pick between the major smartphone brands.
Well, smartphones are kind of, I would say, going the way of the computers, right? And now when you go into a store to go buy a computer, they're all pretty similarly spec'd, right? You definitely have the supercomputers and the more, average user computers. Same thing goes for smartphones. They're all, for the most part, going to have a touchscreen of some sort. They're all going to have
a camera of some sort.
But they also all can play music, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard lots of people say, "Oh, if you want to listen to music, you need to get an iPhone." I disagree. I see, great media managers that BlackBerry's created. Android has great ones as well. Microsoft and their whole Zune platform, that's a great one for a lot of people, and it's built into the Windows Phone 7.
Now it's moving into Windows Phone 7, which is surprisingly good. I have to admit that when Windows Phone 7 came out and I played with it, I fully expected not to like it, and I ended up really liking it. It shocked me. It frankly shook my foundations.
It's one of the ones where I think some people have a bad taste in their mouth because the old operating platforms that Microsoft has put out, and they rebranded it. They don't even call it Windows Mobile anymore. It's now called Windows Phone because they wanted to say we've started fresh. And quite honestly, just like yourself, when I used it, I was very, very impressed. It's a great operating system.
You know what they get? Is they get a different way that we look at our data. The fact that they're clustering things together so that all of your contacts from your Gmail or your Hotmail account mix with all of your contacts from your computer's account, and it's just people. It's not with Facebook status and things.
Yeah.
So when you go to look up somebody's phone number to make a phone call because somebody, you want to bust their chops because they were supposed to give you a report a week ago, and as you look up their phone number, you see their Facebook status that says, still depressed because my dog died last week. You suddenly go, oh, wait a minute. You're getting information from all of these different aspects that give you a much better picture of the world you live in. That impressed me coming from Microsoft. I frankly didn't expect it.
Yeah, they've really gone and embraced all the different social networking platforms and really built it into one handset. Their whole tagline is just they help you access it quicker. And they truly live up to that claim.
Okay, so I'll put you on the spot and then you can put me on the spot. If you had to pick one phone today to carry around, what are you going to choose?
For me today, I carry a BlackBerry Torch, and I love the device, and it's something that I think a lot of people love. BlackBerry is a great Canadian company, and they build really good technology.
Yeah.
What are you using right now?
I'm a BlackBerry guy too because I'm so tech centric with my life. But I'm going to say for a lot of Zoomers out there, I think they should look at both the iPhone and the Windows Phone 7 because I think as you start to kind of look at blending all different aspects of your life together, both those platforms will do an awesome job.
Yeah, totally agree.
Good. Alwyn Hsu is the director of sales, wireless, et cetera. You can find their stores in every Costco right across this great land of ours. Thanks, Alwyn.
Thank you.